TapeScript 1.9. Things I miss from home. Andrew.
Well, the thing I miss most when I'm away from home is definitely listening to the radio. And the way I get around this, particularly when I go away for 2, 3, or 4 months or something, is to take a small shortwave radio that I found and take great trouble to tune in this shortwave radio to get an English language station, something like the World Service, and I'm there waving the area around and twiddling the knob and trying to find the correct kind of station. But then suddenly when it all comes in and you can hear it, it's great. It really makes me feel like I'm back home, back in my bedroom, tuning in to weird programs on wonderful subjects, really.
Helen.
When I'm away from home for any length of time, something that I really have to have with me is my hair straighteners. I can't bear to wake up in the morning and be without them because my hair is most unruly and I would feel very uncomfortable having gone out without straightening my hair beforehand. So I have to take those with me whenever I stay with friends or go on holiday.
Gabrielle.
When I'm away for a little bit longer, what I do miss are my two cats. And I do take a photo of them. That sounds very silly, but I like to see them from time to time.
Paul.
If I'm away from home for a while, what I usually miss most is my bed. I like a good solid bed. In particular, what I find I miss if I'm in a hotel is a pillow that I like. I do find that hotels have this incredible knack of providing pillows that you just can't sleep with. There always seems to be two pillows on the bed, and if you use one, it's never enough. And if you use both of the pillows, your head seems to be just stuck up in the air. So I have thought of taking a pillow with me, but that seems a bit excessive. But again, connected with sleep, one thing I always do take with me is earplugs. I find they're absolutely invaluable if you're not sure where you're going to be in a hotel. And if it's very noisy, as long as you're quite used to sleeping with earplugs, they can be wonderful because you don't need to worry about traffic and people making a lot of noise in the next room.
Sylvia.
Well, when I'm away from home, there are several things I miss. The usual ones, my children, of course, and a good cup of tea. But something I realise I do miss is the news. And it's not that other countries don't have any news, but I'm very attached to a particular news programme and a particular presenter. And if they're not around to tell me the news, I can't quite believe it. It's very odd. It doesn't happen with papers. I'm happy to read another paper, but on the telly I like to see a familiar face and the same background colours, and it's all very reassuring, even if he's telling something dreadful. But what do I take with me? I always travel with a bag of snacks. I don't know why, because I'm just terrified of being hungry while I'm travelling and not finding anything I want to eat. Gosh, I didn't think I was so fussy. There you go.
Chris.
I think the thing I miss most when I go away for an extended period on holiday or whatever, especially if I go away abroad, is probably Sunday morning. And by that I really mean a lazy Sunday morning when I can get up fairly late, wander down to the newsagents, buy the newspaper, come back with a croissant and make a big pot of coffee and spend at least the morning and maybe a large part of the day just sitting around reading the paper, drinking coffee and relaxing.